Today's daf is Shfuas daf Chof Beis, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, Toshma. So at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara discussed the latter part of the Mishnah in the beginning of the third perek, Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chacham. If somebody says Shfuas Shalo Yoichal, a person swears, I will not eat. How much does he have to eat in order to be over the Isser Shvuah? In order to be over Lo Yachol Devorim. Rabbi Akiva says that even if he eats a kol shehu, he's going to be chayiv. Amru Leila Rabbi Akiva, they told Rabbi Akiva, why should this be different than all other Isurei Achila in the Torah? And just like wherever the Torah says, do not eat, what's the definition of Achila? Kizayis. So that if you eat less than a Kizayis, it's not considered Achila. The Isser Nevela means don't eat a Kizayis Nevela. The Isser Trefos means don't eat a Kizayis of Trefos. So too, there's an Isser Shvuah, which in this context, because the Shvuah was Shalo Yoichal, is an Isser Achila, the Isser would have to be don't eat a Kizayis. Rabbi Kiva said, no, this is different. That Shvuah is Ki heichon motzinu medaber umevi karven, shezem medaber umevi karven. You can't shtel tzu kol haTorah kula to the parasha Shvuos, which seems at first glance to suggest that even though Rabbi Akiva is agreeing to what the Chachamim said, that in kol haTorah kula isuri achila always means kizayis, when it comes to Shvuos, it's going to be different. Stating that, the Gemara had ibayiluhu. The Gemara wasn't sure if that's really Rabbi Akiva shita. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva said that if somebody eats pachos mikizayis, even a kol shehu, when he swore that he would not eat, he's going to be chayiv. Is Pshat Rabbi Akiva clears the Gemara that Shavuos for some reason is different? That although it's true, like the Chachamim argued, Amru Leila Rabbi Akiva, Heicha Matzino, where do you find that somebody should be chayiv for eating less than a kizayis? Rabbi Akiva agrees with the premise of the Chachamim, but Shavuos is different. Oye Shleimar, no, maybe Rabbi Akiva really holds that in Kol HaTorah Kula as well, if somebody eats pachas mikizayis, he's going to be chayiv. I thought it's kizayis. Not true. Not everybody agrees with that. There is one sheet in Shas. It's the sheet of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, as quoted in the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Elu Ein Aloikim Masechtes Makis Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rav Shimon holds that if a person eats Nevela, even a Mashu, he gets Malkus. If a person eats Trefus, even a Mashu, he gets Malkus. So maybe Rabbi Akiva's Beshitas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, so it makes sense perhaps that they both were of the same opinion. Maybe Rav Shimon heard it from his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. But the bottom line is, the Gemara has it sad that Rabbi Akiva holds that in Kol HaTorah Kula as well, that Loch is going to be Chayiv. If that's the case, why is Rabbi Akiva talking back to the Chachamim and trying to find a reason why Shavuos would be different? It's all the Divreim the Rabbanon Kamaluhu. It's all talking to the Rabbanon. But maybe Valele Sfirle. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Kasha Fank Nishdan. Because maybe Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon that you're always chai for Pachas Mikazayas. Either way, says the Gemara, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya, and really two rayas, both Gishmaki rayas. Rabbi Akiva says, Nazar Shashar Pita Bayayin, a Nazar who is not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to eat grapes, he's not allowed to consume anything associated with anovim. Nazar took a piece of bread and he soaked it in wine. The yesh bakedei letzarif kizayis, and now between the bread and the wine, there's a kizayis. And he eats it. The halacha is he's chayiv. A nazar, in order for him to be chayiv, it sounds like, has to eat a shear. Says the Rabbi Akiva, a tremendous chiddush, that even if the shear is not entirely made up of yayin, but rather the shear is a tziruf of something that he's not allowed to eat and something that he is allowed to eat, the halach is he's still going to be chayiv. This is what's known in Yerideya circles as heter mitztaref le'isser. And that's Rabbi Akiva Shita, that heter is mitztaref le'isser when it's nesarev with isser to create a shear chasha for the person to be over an isser. What's the kasha? The isol gadayit chabal mikrab shimon sviri. But if you're going to tell me Rabbi Akiva really holds like Rabbi Shimon, that all isuri achila in the Torah don't fodder a shear. The shear is a kol shu lamali letzarev. The why do you need the sugya of heter mitztaref le'isser? The fact that there was a little bit of yayin, that in and of itself incriminates him. For that in and of itself, he's already going to be chayiv. So why do you need the pas to be mitzarif to the yayin? A sugya, a very lumdish sugya of hetem mitzarif le'isser. The yayin itself should be a problem. Elamai tzaraya, the Rabbi Akiva holds that really you do need a shear. And in kol haTorah kula, isuri achila means kizayis. It's dafka by shvuas, where Rabbi Akiva holds it's going to be different. But not another raya I'll bring you. Also a very gishmak raya. Shvuas shalo yoichal. If a person swears that I will not eat. So a person made a shvuah, won't eat. For ochal nevel is a treifus, shkatzim v'remasim, and then he eats things that he's not allowed to eat. The halacha is chayef. What does it mean, chayef? In addition to the iser nevelus who treifus, shkatzim v'remasim, there's also an iser leyachal dvarif. Rav Shimon says you're potter. That being that there's an iser nevelus treifus, shkatzim v'remasim, it's for that reason there's not going to be in Israel, yachal dvarim. So if a person says shvush lo yoichal and he eats a piece of bread, a piece of kosher meat, something that he's allowed to eat, of course he's over lo yachal dvarim. The cases where he said shvush lo yoichal, all encompassing, and now he ate something that he's not allowed to eat, that was anyways aser, machlekes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, whether in addition to the iser, nevelus, trefesh, katz, and ramosim, is he also going to be over lo yachal dvarim, or is he not going to be over lo yachal dvarim? Says the Gemara of Avina, but my chay, what's pshat in the Chachamim? That the Chachamim hold you chayiv, mushbavo imid me'ar Sinai hu, being that the Yidden, when they were in Har Sinai, and they said Nasav and Ishma, they would mekabel the Torah. They swore that they would keep the Torah. Those are the alois that are mentioned in Parshas Nitzavim, that are mentioned in a few places in the Torah. So the Yidden had already sworn in Har Sinai that they would keep the Torah. Now, one of the mitzvahs in the Torah is Issen Avela, Trefa, Shkatzim, V'Ramasim. So they already swore that they would observe the laws of Nevelus, Trefa, Shkatzim, V'Ramasim. If that's the case, if they're already Mujba V'Oimed Me'ar Sinai, there's no way for a Shvua to be Chal on top of that. Why not? There's three svaras mentioned in the Rishonim, Ray, that we're going to get to at the end of the daf. But this is something that we all know. Mujba v'oimim me'ar Sinai suggests that a shvuah can't be chal. Afraid to Gemara. This is shvuah 101. How could shvuah shelo yoichal be chal on macholos asuras? Rav Shmuel v'Rav Yoichan amri chavayu. So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel and Rav Yoichanan both said. So grammar 101. Rav v'Shmuel v'Rav Yoichanan are three people. So how is it the amru chavayu? So Yaakov Emden and Azagoy Siyavitz, believe it or not, asks the kasha. And in one pshat, Rav Yaakov Emden says that maybe Rav and Shmuel were viewed as one. So Rav and Shmuel is one, and Rabbi Yechanan is another one. It's a little shver, because you very often find in Chas, Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Chavayim. But either way, says the Gemara, the first Teretz that Rav said, Shmuel said, Rabbi Yechanan said, all the Gedolei Adar said, Bekoilel Dvarim Hamutarim Udvarim Asur. It's true there's an idea of Mushba V'Ibn Me'ar Sinai, which says that if a person swears that he won't eat something, now you can't make another Shvuah to be Chal on top of that. But being that over here, the Shvuah is going to be Chal on Dvarim HaMutarim, but Derech Agav, it could be Chal on Dvarim HaAsurim as well. So that if all you were swearing was that you won't eat Nevelus, Trefesh, Shkatzim, V'Ramasim, the Shvuah wouldn't be Chal. But being that the Shvuah was Shelo Yoichal anything, Shelo Yoichal period, there's no food I'm going to put in my mouth, and most foods in the world are Mutter. It's true there's some foods that are aser, migu, that the shvuah could be chal on the dvarim amutarim, it could be chal on the dvarim asurim as well. This is an idea that you have in the sugya of ein iser chal al iser. Again, read that we're going to get to at the end of the daf. And in the sugyas of ein iser chal al iser, there are a few notable exceptions. There are times where iser is chal al iser. One of them is what's known as iser koil. Iser koil means that if something is aser, it can't become aser again. But if the second iser is more inclusive than the first iser, then there's a migu. Migu that it's chal on the dvarim amutarim, it could also be chal on the dvarim asurim. In that same vein, the Gemara is suggesting a concept of Isra Koil, so that although it's true if a person swore specifically about Nevelus, Shefesh, Shkatzim, Ramasim, there'd be no way to be Chayv Le'achal Devarim, because the Shvuah wouldn't be Chal, but over here you swore Shalayachal. So it's going to be Chal on the Dvarim Amutarim, but Derech Agav, it can be Chal on the Dvarim Asurim. Shlokesh, Shalmei, Shlokesh had a different Teretz, and this is the Teretz that we need right now. Answer is not koil, but rather ibe mefarish chatzis shir valibe the rabbanim. I bestam valibe the Rabbi Akiva. I have a very posh the teretz. You know what the teretz is? It's talking about where a person swore that he is not going to eat even less than a kezias. What's the kasha? Aren't you a mushba va'omid me'ar Sinai? You're a mushba va'omid because you anyways not allowed to eat. That's not true. The isra chila that you have for nevelos, treifish, gotzim, ramasim, that's only on kezayis. Being that this person swore that he's not even going to eat pachas megezayis, he's not a mushba va'omid on pachas megezayis. If he's not a mushba va'omid on pachas megezayis, for there it's going to be chal. Or said Reish Lakish, you don't have to say that you were specifically mefarish chatzishir, but according to Rabbi Akiva, that whole stam shvuah shelo yoichal is chal on chatzishir. The halacha is, even without speaking it out specifically, it's pasha that's going to be chal. So what's the Gemara's taina? The Esau gadait chpal mekreb shvimit spirely. Now, if you're going to tell me the Rabbi Akiva holds kreb shimin kol shunami mushba vayim mar Sinai, what was the teretz that according to Rabbi Akiva, if a person says shvuah shelo yoichal stam, it's going to be chal on a kol shahu? Why? Because the iser of Nevelo's Trefish Gotzim for a Muslim is not Chal on a Kol Shu. And Issa Shvua is Chal on a Kol Shu? And you're saying it even Alibid Rabbi Akiva? If Pshana Rabbi Akiva Gufa is, because he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that Macholis Asuris is always Chal on a Kol Shu, then you're Vaiter a Mujbava Oimet even on the Kol Shu. Elulav Shmamino, Ba'almak Rabbonin Sphirle Shmamino, this is a Raya that Rabbi Akiva only said his Alacha by Issa Shvua. He didn't say his Alacha by Macholis Asuris, and that's why Rish Lakish said that you could say very Gishmak, Shvua Shalo Yoichal is going to be Chal on a Velis Trefish Gotzim for a Mosim Alibid Rabbi Akiva, because Shvua Shalo Yoichal is Chal even on a Pachas Mikashir, even on less than a Zayas, whereas the Velis Trefish Gotzim for a Mosim is only Chal on a Zayas, so on Pachas Mikazayas, there's no problem of Mushbav Oimim Mer Sinai, and that's why the Shvu is going to be Chal. Now, at first glance, the Gemara had a kash. What was the kash? The kash was Shvu Shlo Yoichal V'Achal Neveil Shtreifish Gotzim V'Ramasim Chayef. How could you be Chayef? Aren't you a Mushbav Oimim Mer Sinai? And the Gemara said two terutzim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shvu Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Shvu Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason the Shvu is Chal is because you have an Isra Koilo. Mitoich it's Chal on Dvarim Amutarim. So too, it could be Chal on the Dvar Masur. Rish Lakish said, have a more posh the Teretz, Chatzi Shir. Either it's talking about where he specifically said Shvua Shalo Yoichal Chatzi Shir, or Libid Rabbi Kiva, every Shvua Shalo Yoichal is Chatzi Shir. And on Chatzi Shir, you don't have the Isser Torah, so there's no Mushba V'Oimid, being that there's no Mushba V'Oimid, it's for that reason that the second the Shvua will be Chal, there's no problem Mushba V'Oimid. Two very geschmack, the Lomdash of Terutzim, to answer the Gemara's Kasha. Now, at first glance, it would seem that this machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, had explained the Chachamim, is Lashita Sayyid. We know this machloikis in Shas, Yuma Dafayin Dalit, Chatzi Shir, Asr Min HaTorah, or Chatzi Shir, Asr Mid Rabban. Rabbi Yochanan Shita's Chatzi Shir is Asr Min HaTorah. That means, even though it's true there's an Issa Kizayis when it comes to Nevelas, and Shreifis, and Shkatzim for a Muslim, and all Macholas Asuras, but the Shir was only settled in Yin the Oynish, such as the Malchus. But as it relates to the Isser, Chatzi Shir is Asr Min HaTorah. Reish Lakish argues, Reish Lakish holds Chatzi Shir is only Asimid Rabban. So Muschol Rishen, say the Rishonim, the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is Lashita Sayu Asli. Rabbi Shlakish Lashita Sayu, let's go backwards, who holds Chatzi Shir is only Asimid Rabbanon. So there's no Isser Torah by Chatzi Shir, so you're not a Mushba V'Oimid on a Chatzi Shir. If you're not a Mushba V'Oimid, said Reish Lakish, the Teretz is Pasha. You want to know how it could be Chal and Isser Shvua on the Velas and Trefish Gotzim V'Ramasim, it's Negeya, Chatzi Shir, where there's no Isser Torah. But Rabbi Yochanan Lashita Sayu holds Chatzi Shir is Asimid Torah. So if Chatzis Shir is awesome in HaTorah, you are a Mushba V'Oimid on Chatzis Shir. If you're a Mushba V'Oimid on Chatzis Shir, you can't tell me the Shvua is Chal by Chatzis Shir because you're not a, you are a Mushba V'Oimid. You have to say another Teretz, you have to say Yisur Koil. Stating that, we're going to see, again, at the end of the daf, the Shita Sarambam. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzis Shir, Asim, and HaTorah, and the Rambam is Mefarish, L'Halacha, the Sugyo, like Rish Lakish, and the Kesef Mishnah, Shizkasha is, the Chura, there's a serious Rambam, but either way, at first glance, the Machloikis would seem to be Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Amrulei, the Rabbi Akiva, hey Chamatzinu, the Chachamim told Rabbi Akiva, this person says Shvua Shalo Yoichal and eats even a kol shu, he's going to be chayiv. Where do you find anywhere that a person is chayiv for eating less than a gezayis? If somebody eats an ant, you eat a complete barrier. The Halach is, even if it's Pachas Mikazayas, Yichayev, you get Malchus. So what do you see from there? You could get Malchus for eating Pachas Mikazayas. So how could the Chachamim tell Rabbi Akiva, Heichon Matzinu? What do you mean Heichon Matzinu? Namala. So the Gemara says Beria Shani. That's different. The reason Yichayev for Namala is because it's a Beria, because it's a complete being. And being that it's a complete being, says Rashi, it's considered Chashuv. And being that it's considered Chashuv, it's for that reason that you're going to be Chayev. However, if a person eats something and he doesn't eat the entire thing, it only has chashivos if it's gezayis. So we understand that there's an idea that you can be chayiv for pachas megezayis, but that's only if the achila has some chashivos pachas megezayis. But stam achila pachas megezayis doesn't have chashivos, and it's for that reason. Amar Rabbi Akiva, they asked him, where do you find this? Very hektish, straight to Gemara. What about hektish? If someone eats hektish, the halacha is yichayiv. Now hektish, you don't have to eat a gezayis for it to be chayiv. So you see that you chayiv even pachas megezayis. But the Gemara says it's true. There's no shir kezayis, but there is a shir by hektish. Habinin shava pruta. You have to eat at least a shava pruta. And the punchline is because by hektish it's not an iser achila per se. You're not allowed to eat nevela. You're not allowed to eat hektish. You're not allowed to have hana from hektish. The shir, you don't measure hana based on kezayis. You measure hana based on the value of the hana that I had. So there is a shir chashuv. The shir is shava pruta. So if I ate less than a kezayis in achila, that's Shava Pruta, the halacha would be that I would be chayev. So it's not the pshat that there's no shear even for a kol shu. Kol shu you're not going to be chayev for. It's just a different shear. The medida is different. The medida is not kizayis. The medida is shava pruta. Varei mefarish, veit gemara. What about mefarish? If somebody would say mefurish that I will not eat shvuah shelo yoichal pachas megazayis, even the chachamim amoida that you're going to be chayev. So you see, there is a concept that a person can be chayev for pachas megazayis. So the gemara says mefarish nami keberia dami. Mefarish is like beria, because what's the whole svar of beria? Why are you chayev for beria pachas megazayis? Because it's chashuv. The fact that I said I will, I swear I won't eat pachas megazayis, the shvuah gives it a chashivus. It's for that reason you're going to be chayev. Very offer. What about offer? If somebody swears that he's not going to eat offer, there too. L'chura, the halach is, you're chayif, even if you eat pachas mikazayis. And the Gemara thinks that must be so, because where does it pass a shear of kazayis when it comes to offer, eating dirt? Right? You eat food, kazayis is chashuv, less than kazayis is not chashuv. But offer, why would there be a shear of kazayis by offer? Yet, shvur shalai eichal offer, there would be a shvur. So you see, there's an iser achila for pachas mikazayis. But the Gemara says, elo tifshe dabai rava, let's bring it around. Maybe not so. Because the truth is, Rava really cleared the shayla. Rava wasn't sure. He said, shvur shalai eichal v'achal offer. If somebody swore he's not going to eat, and eat offer. What's the shear? How much offer does he have to eat in order for him to be chayiv? And he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure, is it a kazayis? Because he said, shvur shalai eichal. Or being that it's offer, maybe there's no svara to say kizayis when we're dealing with offer. So tiv should have to iki kizayis. Maybe bring a rai for me that you need kizayis. Because if it's less than kizayis, how could the chacham and tell Rabbi Akiva, heichon matzino? But the Gemara says, ki kamrina b'midi debar achila kamrina. Maybe it's true. If a person says, shvur shalo yechal offer, even if he eats less than a kizayis of offer, still he's going to be chay. Like Rava had such a tzad. What's the chacham and telling Rabbi Akiva, heichon matzino? You see it by offer? Offer is different because offer is not a bar achila. Being that it's not a bar achila, so it's not meshubit to the shear of kizayis. Rabbi Akiva is saying that a regular classic isra achila should be pachas mi kizayis. That the chachamim are saying hey chamatzino. But fake the gemara by reik koinam. If somebody makes an isra koinam kikar zu alai. So a person doesn't swear he's not going to eat basar or eat something. He makes a neder on food that's in front of him. So there's an isr kainam, there's an isr nedarim. And there the halacha is that yichayif even for pachayis mikazayis, as we're going to see at great detail from here until the end of the daf. So l'chura, again, how could the chamim tell Rabbi Akiva, hey chamatzinu, don't you see it by kainamis? So the Gemara says, kainamis namik imefarish dami. The only time by kainamis there's no shir achila, or there's no shir kizayis, that's if when he said the kainim, he didn't use the word achila. See, usually if a person's going to swear he doesn't eat, he's going to mention achila. Shvuah shalo yoichal, ki kizay. Otherwise, how do you know the shvuah was that I'm not going to eat? But the lashon, the classic nusach that a person would use when he's making a kainim, is he would say, kainim basar zu alai, or kainim ki kizu alai. Now, what does it mean that the basar's asar? What does it mean? I can't look at it. I can't touch it. I can't eat it. That's the derech of what people usually mean when they make an isa neder with food. They mean I won't eat it. But he usually is not uttering the word achila. Being that he didn't utter the word achila, it's for that reason that yechayev even for pachas mikazayis. In fact, the Gemara is going to say if a person makes a koinam and he says the word achila in his lashon haneder, in his bitui, then you will not be chayev for pachas mikazayis. But being that it's because you didn't say achila, that you're chayev for pachas mikazayis, so we look at it as if you were mafarish. Because it's all your lashon that you use, lashon chahazav, that's the reason that you're chayev for pachas mikazayis. It's the fact that you didn't say achila. So not saying achila is the reason that you're chayev for pachas mikazayis. So it's like a person swears and he mafarish says that I want the shvuah to be chayev for pachas mikazayis. Just like that's not a raya. That has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Mefarish wasn't a Taina. So to Kainama is me not saying Achila is like being Mefarish that I want the Kainan to be Chal, even Pachas Migazayis. Amalehem. So Rabbi Akiva responded to the Chachamim. What did he tell the Chachamim? I hear. Hey Chamatzino, where do you find in the Torah that a person should be Chayef, even for Pachas Migazayis? But he responded, where do you find that a person should be Medaber, who may be carbon, Shazam Adabar may be carbon. This whole parasha of Shvuah's Bito is an anomaly. Because where do you find anyway that a person talks, and for talking, he brings a carbon? A person who's Oyve Shvuah's Bitoi, Bishoigig, has to bring a carbon oil of the earth. Frank the Gemara, Veloy, Vare, Megadev. What about a Megadev? who is a medaber, and he brings a carbon. So if somebody's megadif b'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon. Rashi says, really, it's machloikis in Shas, but it's machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. And Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds that a megadif brings a carbon. So if Rabbi Akiva l'shitase holds that a megadif brings a carbon, how could Rabbi Akiva say you don't find anywhere that a megadif brings a carbon? So the Gemara says, megadif v'oyser ka'amrina v'hai medaber v'chaytehu. Of course, a person could sin with his mouth, such as a Megadev, he's a Mevorech as Hashem, or he's an Eved Avodah Zarah. So such a person that's Megadev, because of something he said, he could be Chayiv a Karban. This is something else. Over here, when the person said, Shvuah Shaloi Oichal, he didn't do anything wrong. What he did was he created something. And now he went and violated what he created, Al Yudei, his Dibur, you should bring a carbon. That's something you don't find anywhere. That a person who sins with his Dibur should have to bring a carbon. Matzino, Megadev is a good example of that. That's the answer to Aaron's question as well. But in terms of a person who's Medaber, Va'oiser, that's different. Faith to Gemar Vare Nazir. What about a Nazir? Who's maybe carbon al who also at the end of his Nazirus has to bring a bunch of carbonas. Now, how did a Nazir become a Nazir? He said a rainy Nazir. So you see, all he did was talk, Dibur, and still he's Shaykh to carbonas. Says the Gemara, al Diburay Karminan, the high maybe carbon, the Shtaru Lechamer. The reason the Nazir brings carbon is not because he violated something he said. Meaning, it's not because he went against, he said. It's just that that's the halacha. Bashlamas Nazirusai. If you want to go back to living an ordinary life, you have to bring carbonas. You can't just go flip from being a Nazir to not being a Nazir. It's something that you have to do something about it. Freak the Gemara, very hektish. What about hektish? If someone's makdish something and then he's moil behektish, doesn't he have to bring carbonas? So that's a classic example. Because you didn't sin when you made something hektish. And the reason bringing a carbon is not to make it ois hektish. It's because you created iser al yedei your dibur. There's something called hektish, and now you did an aver. So the iser happened al yedei your dibur. So hektish is the perfect analogy to what we're discussing. And still, you see a person's maybe because what's what Rabbi Akiva saying? You don't find anywhere that a person creates iser al yedei dibur, and then he brings a carbon. Such as Shfuas Bitu, thus it's an anomaly, and don't ask me why it should be an anomaly as it relates to Pachas Mikazayas as well. What do you mean? Isn't that ever hektish? So the Gemara says it's true, but we're talking about where someone has a personal Isser that was created by Dei Dibur, hektish is different. What about Koinomais? If a person makes a neder and then he's moil, he benefits from the thing that he created an Isser neder on. Doesn't that person have to bring a carbon as well? Says the Gemara, no, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. What was the Havamim? They should have to bring a carbon when it comes to Koinomers. So this is one of the Molamdish Sugis in Masechta Sedarim. It's a Sugi of Mi'ilah B'Koinomers. It's a holy Bayaluhu, Yesh Mi'ilah B'Koinomers, or in Mi'ilah B'Koinomers. The Gemara has it sad, and it's going to come up again in the Daf. So it's something that you have to be cognizant of. And that is that if a person creates an Isser Koinom, and then afterwards he benefits, he has anah from the thing that he made a neder he wouldn't have anah from. It could be we look at him as if he was nene from hektish, so that if he did a b'shoigig, he was mayol behektish. And just like someone that has benefited from hektish b'shoigig, ashir shava pruta, has to bring a carbon asham, asham me'ilois. There are five carbon ashams that I mentioned in the Torah. One of them is asham me'ilois. So there's a tzad, yesh me'ilu b'kanamas, that this person would have to bring a carbon asham as well. Mishlam Melech famously, Masechta Sedarim, has a whole bunch of hakiros in Yesh Mi'ila B'Koinomos. Number one is the Isser Mi'ila B'Koinomos only if a person created a koinom, which is an Isser Ana. What if the whole koinom, the whole Chefetz of the Neder was Isser Achila? Do you have Mi'ila B'Koinomos? Another tzad. Is the Isser Mi'ila B'Koinomos only when the person made the Neder, the way he made it was using the word koinam, which of course is a code word, it's a kinoi for carbon, so he would matfis the isser neder in carbon. So you say some chiddush that the kedusha of the carbon somehow transfers, lamdus of hatfasa, it somehow transfers onto this thing that you created isser on, and as a result there's a little bit of hektish. If there's a little bit of hektish, then maybe you're going to have an isser mila. But maybe if a person would just say that I want this to be usher, and he doesn't utter the word carbon, so there's no tzad carbon. Maybe there'd be no tzad mila b'kanabas. But regardless, the shayla in Shas, yesh mila b'kanabas or ain't mila b'kanabas. So on the tzad mila b'kanabas, you see that even b'kanabas there's a concept that a person can talk, and because of his dibur, there's going to already be a chi of carbon, not a carbon chatos, carbon oil of a yoyred, such as in Shavuos Bitu, but a carbon asham. Asham me'ilois, says the Gemara, Kasavar, ain't me'ilu b'kainamais, Rabbi Kiva holds, ain't me'ilu b'kainamais, Zok de Gemara. So again, we have a machloikis in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva in the Chacham. If a person says, Shavuah shalo yoichal, and he eats a chatzishir, eats less than a kezayis. Is he chayev or is he not chayev? Rabbi Kiva says he chayev even for a chatzi shir. The Chachamim say that no, hechamatzino. Just like Nevelus, Trefish, Chatzim, Ramos, you're not chayev on pachas mekezayis. So too, when it comes to this, the Shavuos, you're not going to be chayev for pachas mekezayis as well. Zok tigemar, omar rov, machloikis b'stam. This machloikis is only if a person said stam, shavuos shaloichel, avu b'mefarish, but let's say the person said specifically, I swear I will not eat pachas mekezayis. So divrei akol b'kolshu. Everybody agrees that you're going to be chayev for a kolshu. So if you're mefarish that the shavuos should be on pachas mekezayis, of course the shavuos chal on pachas mekezayis. The whole machloikis is this where you weren't mefarish. My haima mefarish nami kiber yadami. The svar the Gemara said on the bottom of chaval of amibes. Because just like there's a concept that if somebody eats a berry, eat an amola, even though it's pachas mekezayis, you get malchus for it. Isn't there alacha l'moish misinai of kezayis? Yeah. But that's because pachas mekezayis is not considered chashuv. A beria is chashuv, such as an amala, even if it's pachas mekezayis. In that same vein, if a person says shvush le'yoicha pachas mekezayis, it gives the pachas mekezayis a chashivus. It's a miyuchis. It was uttered in a shvua. It's a shvuas chal on it. It's for that reason that you chayv even for pachas mekezayis. Amar Rava, another halacha, machloikis b'shul le'yoichal. Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva the Chachamim, as if he said shvuas shul le'yoichal. Avol shul le'etoim. Let's say a person says, I swear I will not taste this food. Everyone agrees. Because he said, I won't taste it. We understand. Ti'ima is different than achila. So the Gemara says, ma'al d'teima, I would have thought litinami kedamri inshi. It's just a figure of speech. Right, it's like you get invited to a toyamel, and there's a nine-course meal. So it's just a figure of speech when he said, Shaloi etoim, kamash malon, that no, shvua shaloi etoim means shaloi etoim, and even the chachamim, that whole shvua shaloi oichal, means a shir. Over here, shvua shaloi etoim would be true even for a pachas mika shir. A third caveat, omer apop, machloikis b'shvuos, the machloikis is dafka by shvuos, abu b'kainom is different, kobu kolosh. So the machloikis is shvua shaloi oichal. But if a person says, koinim if a person creates Isser Neder, not Isser Shvua, everybody agrees, even the Chachamim, they're going to be chayef for Kol Shu. My time, Koinomis Nami, keep it the way, Mitka Shmada Achilo, Kidim Afarish Dom. Why is Koinomis different? Because he didn't mention Achilo. Oh, not mentioning Achilo is like Mefarish, the Sfar that we spoke at earlier. So it's only by Shvuos that you have this Machloikis. But by Koinomis, you don't have this Machloikis. Again, Rapapa said, the Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is B'Shvuos, but the Koinomis, everybody agrees, Koinom? There's an Isser Layachel Devorei, even on Pachas Mekezayis. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha now from a Braisa that's going to take us on to Amid Beis. Freak the Gemara, Meisvei, Shnei Koinomois, Mitzarfin. And this is a Braisa. If a person created two Koinomois, Koinom Kikrazu, then Mitzarf to create Shir. Shtei Shavuois. Two shvuos and not mitzarif. Rameyer says koinomis kishvuos, and just like two shvuos and not mitzarif, so two koinomis and not mitzarif as well. Freak the gemara. If you're going to tell me that isa koinomis doesn't have a shear, meaning even the chachamim in the mishnah that hold shvuos has a shear, agree that koinomis doesn't have a shear. Lo malili tzarif. Why do you need tziruf in the brisa? There's machlokes Rameyer and the chachamim whether shnei koinomis are mitzarif or they're not mitzarif. The Chachamim say Shnei Koinomis Mitzdarf. Rameir says Koinomis Kishvuos, meaning they're not Mitzdarf. But if there's a discussion whether two Koinomis are Mitzdarf, what does that presume? That there's a Shir. If by Koinomis there's no Shir, said Rapapa, because even the Chachamim hold there's no Shir when it comes to Koinomis, then what's this discussion over here whether Mitzdarf or Nalai Mitzdarf? Elamai, there is a Shir by Koinomis. Stachakash and Rapapa. How could Rapapa and Amayra go kineged a mefurish abraisa? Says the Gemara, the Amar Achila Mizua like Koinim, Achila Mizua like Koinim. What's the reason by Koinomis is no shir? We said because you don't mention Achila. Being that you don't mention Achila, it sounds like it's as if you were mefarish that you want the neder to be chal even by pachas mekashir. This braisa that clearly talks about there being a shir by Koinomis will make an akimta hacha b'mayaskina where you said Achila. Oh, you said Achila memela. Now there's going to be a shir. But what was the Gemara's example of Achila? He said Achila Mizua like Koinem, Achila Mizua like Koinem. There were two pieces of bread, two pieces of meat in front of him. He said, Koinem on this piece, Koinem on that piece. But the Gemara has a problem. It's a nitpick. The Gemara has a problem with the tzir, with the case. In the Gemara's case, Koinem zu, Koinem zu. Why should they be mitzdarf? It's two independent Koinem. So the Gemara says, you're right, tweak it. The answer, the punchline is, you said the word Achila. Once you say the word Achila, there's no difference between Koinem and Shvuos. So therefore, you're going to have a shir when it comes to Koinem as well. But what was the lush that you use? The Omer achila mishteim olaykoinim. He said achila mishteim. You lump them together. The kavasa gabi shvuos. This the gemara. Okay, so the brisa is contrasting between koinomis and shvuos. The case of shvuos must be the same case. The amar shvuos shloy oichal mishteim. So shvuos shloy oichal mishteim. The halach is not mitzaref. If a person says achila mishteim olaykoinim, that's a machlokes remein lechacham. The Chachamim say Shnei Koinomis Mitznarfin. Rameir says Koinomis Kishvuos. But the Gemara's kasha is, why should Shvuos Shaloi Oichal Mishteim not mean Mitznarf? Amaye Mitznarfin. L'chura, I made one Shvuos and I lumped the two things together. So why should a little bit of this and a little bit of that not be Mitznarf? If it's two independent Shvuos, okay, this Shvuos and that Shvuos is not Mitznarf to a Shir. But it's one Shvuos. Shvuos Shaloi Oichal Mishteim. So Amaye Mitznarfin. Amar Rapinchas. Rapinchas said Shani Shvuos. Is different. It's a long Rashi, not an easy Rashi, and Arichas and the Rishonim, exactly what Rapinchas means to say. But the punchline of what Rapinchas seems to be saying is that just like you find that when it comes to the Shvuas Bitoy and the carbon oil of the Yoyre that a person has to bring if he violates his Shvuas Bitoy B'shoigeg, that the halacha is that if a person would say such a lashon, Shvuas Shloi Oichal Mishteim, the halacha is that even though he said one lashon shvua, but he said mishteim, you'd have to bring a separate carbon oil of the Yoyre for eating from each piece of bread that was included in the mishteim. So a person has two pieces of bread in front of him. He says shvu shleich on mishteim, and then b'shoigeg he goes and he eats from it. So you have to bring an oil of yoyre. That's the parasha of shvuos bitoy. But if he ate from each piece of bread, he'd have to bring two. Now you would say, I said one shvuah. So why is that two oil of yoyre? The answer is, being that you said mishtehen, shtehen somehow gives significance to each one. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that you only find by Shvuos Bitoy as it relates to the carbon oil of Yairin. And Rashi has an arichos, he has precedence for this, where you find how far the Gemara went when it comes to being mechalik between karbonos, in terms of how many karbonos you have to bring as it relates to the oil of Yairin. But as, when it comes to other karbonos, such as being mael behektish, when you have to bring the karbon asham, or the mandom yesh mila b'kainamos, when it comes to the karbon asham, you would have to bring for violating your kainamos b'shege. Then you don't bring an oil of Yairin, then you bring the karbon asham. Only the mandom yesh mila b'kainamos. You don't have this idea that if a person says achila mishteim alai kainam, you'd have to bring two ashamos. You'd only have to bring one asham. So being that you see by shvois that we look at them as being independent as it relates to the oil of Yoyre, so too by Koinomis, as it relates to the Isser Neder, we're going to look, so too as it relates to the Malkus of Leachel Devari, we're going to look at them as independent. But that's only by Shvois, where you find that they're Chalukos Lechatois. But by Koinomis, where you don't have this idea of Chalukos Leashamois, so therefore, as it relates to the Leachel, you're going to look at it as one as well. But the Gemara says, Ihochi, if that's the case, what did Rameir say? Rameir said, Koinomis Kishvois. So again, the Chachamim said, Shnei Koinomis Mitztarfin, Shtei Shvois, in mitzdarfes. And we just explained why shnei koinomis mitzdarfin. It's talking about, he said achila mishteim olai. Being that he said achila, there's a shir. And being that he lumped them together in one koinom, that's why the mitzdarf, to create the shir. Shtei shvuos ein mitzdarfes. Even though it's talking about the same case where you lump them together, but mitoich shechalukos lechatois, so too the chalukos le'inyan de layachal devari as well. Kumtz again, Rameir, he says, no, I think koinomis are like shvuos. And just like shvuos are not mitzdarf, koinomis are also not mitzdarf. Versus, what's the pshan Rameir? Koinomis ke shvuos, bishlem is shvuos. We just said a svara, why shvuos shouldn't be mitzdarf for the malkus. Hoyu v'chalukas l'chatois. Elu koinomis amai loy. Why should koinomis be the same way? So the Gemara says, epoch, you're right. That's probably not what Rameir meant. And we're going to flip, we're going to edit Shitas Rameir. Not Rameir oimer koinomis ke shvuos, but rather Rameir oimer shvuos kidnoim. Koinomis, that just like koinomis are mitzdarif, because why not? You put them together in one koinom. So too shvois will be mitzdarif. Ah, isn't there a svara, Rapinchas is svara, shani shvois mitoich shechalukas lechatois? Less like the Rapinchas. Rameh doesn't hold like Rav Pinchas. Either way, Rapapa had said that the machloik is in our Mishnah between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Whether shvuos shelo yoichal, yichayev for pachas mikazayis and achayev pachas mikazayis was only by shvuos, but be koinomis, divrei hakoil, everybody agrees, yichayev for pachas mikazayis. What was the reason. The reason was because by Koinomis, you usually don't mention Achila. By not mentioning Achila, it's as if you were Mefarish that you're going to be Chayev for Pachos Mikazayis. Whereas the Kasha from a Braisa. The Braisa said, Shnei Koinomis Mitzdarfin. Rameyu says, Koinomis Geshfur is that they're not Mitzdarf. Bottom line is, it seems to be a Shir by Koinomis. Because if there's no Shir by Koinomis, then what are we talking about if it's Mitzdarf or it's not Mitzdarf? There's anyways no Shir. So the Gemara said, a Teretz. It's talking about where you mentioned Achila. You said, Achila Mishneim Alay Koinom. The whole reason why Rapapa said there's no shir by Koinomis is because he didn't mention Achila. And not mentioning Achila is like being Mefarish for Shalom Yoichal Chatzit Shir, even the Chachamim Amayda that you're going to be Chay. So, it's all true if you didn't mention Achila. Hacha b'maya skinon, and I came to the Braisa, it's talking about where you said Achila. That's the first Teretz of the Gemara. Rabino Amar. Rabino said a different Teretz. Ki kam Rapapa liya Malkus. It's true Rapapa said that Koinomis yichayv even for kosher. But Rapapa was talking about Malkus. Ki tanya ahi? The Braisa, the Indian carbon. The Braisa was discussing carbon. The Be'inon Shavar Pruta. And what's the Shir? The Shir's not Kazayas. The Shir Shavar Pruta. Because what's the carbon that you would bring by Koinomis if you're halting cup? The Mi'ila. Lamanda Amar Yesh Mi'ila by Koinomis. Mi'ila is not totally in Achila, it's totally in Ana. The way you measure Hana is not the way you measure Achila. Achila you measure with Gazayas. Hana you measure with Shavar Pruta. So it's true there's a Braisa, so Geshmak, where Shnei Koinomis Mitzdarfin or they're not Mitzdarf. And the Gemara thought, what are we talking about? Olo Yachal Devarei. We're discussing a Shir Achila. I thought there's no Shir Achila, there's no Shir Gazayas when it comes to Koinomis. The Teretz is, we're not discussing the Lo Yachal Devarei. We're not discussing Malkus. We're not discussing a Shir Achila. We're not discussing Gazayas. We're discussing Korban. We're discussing Mi'ila. Discussing Anna, we're discussing the Shir Shava Pruta. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, what do you have to take away from this Braisa? You have a Mefurash Braisa, right? You have a Braisa now where Rav Meir and the Chachamim both hold. Because of Ein Ila B'Koinomis, what are they talking about being mitzdarif to a Shavar Pruta as it relates to the Yosh? It all presupposes Yesh Mila B'Koinomis. Says the Gemara, maybe the Sabi Rabbani Yesh Mila B'Koinomis, V'Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, there's no way this is going to fly. Nedarim Lamed Heo Medalev, Kikur Zu Hektish. If a person says, I want this Kikur to be Hektish, V'Ochla, and he eats it, Bein Hu, whether he ate it, Bein Chaver, if somebody else ate it, Ma'al. That's Hektish 101, Mi'ila 101, Fikach Yesh L'Pidyan. Being that the Hektish is Chal for everybody, there's a concept of being paid to the hektish. Kikur zu alai hektish. Let's say a person says, I want this to be hektish, but only for me. So then we don't interpret it as if he made it hektish. Hektish is not just alai. So what he meant to do was, he meant to create a koinam. He used the word hektish, just like you would say koinam or carbon, to be matfis, his iser nedarim, in his sir hektish. So the halach is, who ma'al? He's ma'al if he benefits from it. Chaveroi loy ma'al. And lefichach ein lo pidyon. Different. And there's no pidyon, because the only time this pidyon is a real hektish. So this is a chiddush, but in the parish of Koinomis, even on the tzad yeshvila b'Koinomis, the halacha is there is no pidyon. Chachamim say, Chachamim say, beinu bein chaver elay ma'al. No, there's no mi'ila when harei olai hektish. If a person makes something hektish for the whole world, he really creates hektish, so then there's mi'ila. But if a person creates hektish only for himself, his own personal hektish, that meaning Koinomis, iser neder, by iser neder there is no mi'ila. Why? Lefisha ain't mi'ila b'koinomis. You see the Chachamim Shita in Shas is ain't mi'ila b'koinomis. How then could the Gemara interpret this braisa to answer Rapapa? That the tziruf of koinomis is discussing the sheer pruta as it relates to mi'ila b'koinomis. The Rabbanon hold ain't mi'ila b'koinomis. So the Gemara says, Epoch, you have to flip it. Echad zeh ve'echad zeh loyma lefisha ain't mi'ila b'koinomis ibi rameir. In this last braisa we just mentioned, the one that holds that there's never mi'ila by harei olai hektish is rameir. V'chachamim ma'imrim, the Chachamim say, hu ma'al v'chaveri loyma. Then no, yesh mi'ila b'koinomis. Ihochi, but the Gemara says, okay, so you answered the steer Chachamim, but you didn't answer the steer rameir, because our braisa also has rameir in the Chachamim. Rameir the Chabad. The Shaila is whether mitzdarfin or not mitzdarfin. Chachamim say mitzdarfin. Rameir says Koinomis Kishvois, that it's not mitzdarf. Meaning Rameir also holds Yesh Mila B'Koinomis. This Braisa, the Machloikis Yesh Mila B'Koinomis, Ein Mila B'Koinomis, is Rameir and Chachamim. So you could be mapachit, you could flip it this way and that way. It doesn't matter how many times you flip this coin. At the end of the day, either Rameir or the Chachamim are going to end up holding Yesh Mila B'Koinomis. So you just said Epoch. It's very gishmak. You answered the Chachamim. Now the Chachamim really hold Yesh milah b'kainamos, but then Rameir holds ain milah b'kainamos. Is he hachi Rameir b'kainamos geshvois elu kainamos? It's tarufi hadolei mitzdarif. It's just not mitzdarif. Ha milah ispo from Rameir milah b'kainamos klal. So the Gemara says the Reim the Rabbanu Kamalu. You have to go back to the Brisa and you have to do a little more surgery. You have to say that the Rabban Rameir was talking to the Rabban. Lididi again. The Rabban said shtei kainamos mitzdarfin shtei shvois ain mitzdarfin. Shtei kainamos mitzdarfin means, as it relates to mi'ilo b'kainamos. Yesh mi'ilo b'kainamos, there's a shir shava pruta, two kainamos am itstarfin for the iser of, the for the carbon ashram that a person has to bring when he's mi'ilo b'kainamos. Kumtzegein Rameyer, and Rameyer says, no. Ein mi'ilo b'kainamos. I hold ein mi'ilo b'kainamos. But even l'didchu, that you hold yesh mi'ilo b'kainamos, oydili mi'os, the kainamos k'shvois. And just like two shvois are not mitzdarif, it makes sense that two kainamos shouldn't be mitzdarif either. Rabbanu, what are Rabbanu going to say? It's two shvois are not mitzdarif, k'd Rapinchas. But that's because of Rapinchas. What did Rapinchas say? That just like you find that we bring, that a person who's oivish was bitte b'shoigik has to bring a slap carbon oil of a yoyre. For every shvua, even for shteyen, he would have to bring for each one a special oil of a yoyre. So mitoyshe chalukas lechatois, chalukas nami l'nyemalkas. But by koinomai, it's like a Rapinchas. You don't have this concept of Rapinchas. And being that you don't have this concept of Rapinchas, there's no reason that two koinomais shouldn't be mit staref exhale. But a very moment. Terror. It's just a very brief exhale. The person swears that I'm not going to eat. V'achal offer, and he eats dirt. Potter. Why is he potter? Because we assume that when he said shvush loyachal, he meant to say I'm not going to eat food. Offer is not food. Boy rava shvush loyachal offer become. What if the person specifically says I won't eat offer? How much offer? Keeping the amash loyachal daiti akizayis. Do you say that being that he said I'm not going to eat? Achila always means kizayis. Are you dumb? Keeping the lamida daachli inchi ubechalshu. Or do you say that when does achila mean kizayis? Well, it's something that people eat, but nobody eats dirt. So being that something that not people, it's not something that people eat, therefore maybe you should be chayav for kosher tape. If somebody swears, he's not going to eat chartzen. So chartzen is grape seed. It's one of the things the Torah says that a nazir is not allowed to eat. So chartzen is not something that people eat by themselves. You don't eat grape seed. But it's something that's part of the grape. It's something that if you're eating grapes, drinking wine, there's going to be some chartzen over there. So if somebody, but if this person said, shvua shaloi oichal chartzen. So how much chartzen does he have to eat in order to be chayv? Do you say, kiven de mesachla yedei taruvois, daiti akizayis, being that people usually eat chartzen together with other food, so he probably meant it in that vein. And unless he eats it with other food and a taruvois, or there's a kizayis of it, he's not going to be chayv. Meaning there's a concept of a sheer kizayis. Or do you say that no, being that people don't usually eat chartzen, so we look at it as if he said, I'm not going to eat offer. And just like for offer, you chayv for a kolshu, for chartzen, you're going to be chayv for a kolshu as well. Take, he wasn't sure. Ravashi said, nazir sh'amash vush leichu chartzen b'kama. What if a nazir swears, this is where Nazirus meets Shvuas. So a Nazir swore that I'm not going to eat Chartzen. What's the halacha there? Maybe there was more Pashat, said Ravashi. Why? The Kim and the Kizayis is where they raisahu kishmak itzah. Do you say that being that if a Nazir eats a Kizayis of Chartzen, he's over and they said they raisahu? So it makes sense, therefore, ki kamishtaba, teru kamishtaba, vedaitamashu. They probably didn't mean to make something also that's anyways also. Because anyways, also, so presumably he meant to make a pachas mikashir also. Because a kizayis he anyways can't eat. Because he's an also. So when he says shvush loyoichal chartzen, he probably means that less than a kizayis I could eat. So being that I could eat less than a kizayis, so that's probably what he meant. So I'm not only not going to eat the kizayis that the Torah said, but shvush loyoichal even pachas mikizayis. Is that the cheshbon oidum? Or maybe no. Keeping the amash loyoichal daiti akizayis. Once you say the magic word loyoichal daiti akizayis, says the Gemara Tashma. What's the Tashma? We come full circle back to the beginning of the daf. Shvush loyoichal. If a person swears he's not going to eat, for achal and he ain't available straight, shkotzim ramasim chayiv. Rav Shimon Poiter. Va'avinam bo amai chayiv mushba va'oymed me'ar sinayhu. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yechon in the Amri bekoiled varma mutar mitvar masurim. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yechon all said it's talking about where you included varma mutar. some migu that the shvu is chal on the dvarim amutarim, it's chal on the dvarim asurim as well. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, Iyatam Eitzei Ela Ibn Mefarish Chatzi Shev Alibi Drabon. It's talking about where the person specifically said, I will not eat a chatzi shir. Reish Lakish Lashitase, chatzi shir is not asim in a Torah. So there is no mushbe v'ayman on a chatzi shir, or Ibistam Alibi Drabi Akiva, or according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't even have to speak it out, because there's always chal is a shvu on chatzi shir. The Amar Adam Eitzei Atzmei Bechoshu. Now what's the catch of an available mushbe v'ayman on a chatzi shir? Nevela to the man on the street is the equivalent of chartzon to an azar. What do they have in common? They're both machalas asuris. They're both asur bekezais. The time of the parish, and still we see that the only time according to Rabbi Akiva, alibi the rabbot, not Rabbi Akiva, according to Reish Lakish, I'm sorry, according to Reish Lakish, alibi the rabbot, the only time we say that shvua shaloi oichal is going to be chal on nevela strefich katzim ramasim is if he was mefarish and want the shvua to be chal on chatzishir. But if he wasn't mefarish and I want the shvua to be chal on chatzishir, so then we say that it's going to be chal, it won't be chal on nevela strefish katzim ramasim. Why not? Because the chatzishir. Fresh. Because it's mushbe v'ayman me'ar Sinai. Frey the Gemara, why don't we say that being that it can't be chal on kezayis, so bal karchach, he wanted it to be chal. So where did he want it to be chal?
On less than
Moshe. Exactly. Zok the Gemara, shma mina. That's a good raya. Tivshela says the Gemara. Tivshela the Bahir Rava. Let's be poshet from here. This last kishmakish shmuz. Let's be poshet Rava Shaila. Rava Shaila that was mentioned already twice in the da. This is the third time. Shvuah shlo yoichal ofer bekam. If a person swears he won't eat dirt, how much dirt does he have to eat in order to be chayev? Rava wasn't sure. He said shlo yoichal, so maybe it's a kezayis. But then again, maybe achila and kezayis only come together when you're talking about something that's a bar achila, but something that's not a bar achila, maybe you don't have it. So luchura tivshet ad ikka kezayis. Luchura, let's bring a raya kezayis. Why do nevela kofar danya? Nevela is like offer. Why is nevela like offer? Because they're both things that we don't eat. Now nevela you don't eat because you can't eat it. Offer, you don't eat it because it's not a civil thing to do. But the time of the parish, still you see when it comes to nevela, only if you are mefarish. Haloi parish, but if you were mefarish it, daite akizayis. So you see that ordinarily we assume you meant a kezayis of nevelas trefish gotzen v'ramasim. You meant a kezayis of chartzen, even though really people don't eat a kezayis. The only part that's technically a bar achila is less than a kezayis. But we don't assume you meant less than that. So too when it comes to offer, assume you meant kezayis. Offer la bar achilu. Kla, offer is different. I mean, what they have in common is that, you know, Jews don't eat nevela and Jews don't eat offer, but it's not for the same reason. Offer is not a bar achila, nevela is a bar sachila. The Aryehu Derviya Love, but there's like the lion on top of it. There's just something snapping that's not allowing you to eat it. But the point is, they're not the same. Either way, we had here a classic Gemara that came up twice. We had it on Chafalaf Amid Beis, in the beginning of the Daf. We had it on Chav Beis Amid Beis, the end of the Daf. It's really all coming to be Mefarish, a Mishnah that we're going to have in the beginning of tomorrow's Daf. And then it's going to come up at the end of tomorrow's Daf, which will probably be Daf Chav Dalet, because either way, it's something that's going to come up several times between now and the rest of the week. And that is this idea. If a person says, Shfuah, Shaloi Ochal, I swear I will not eat. And he ate nevelas trefish katzim ramasim. It's machlekes Reb Shimon l'chachamim. Whether he's over layachal devarei for eating the nevelas trefish katzim ramasim, or he's not over layachal devarei. Now that's poshut. If a person would say shvu shaloi oichal nevelas trefish katzim ramasim, of course the shvu wouldn't be chal. Everybody would hold your pot there. Mushba v'ayim mar Sinai. There's no way for the shvu to be chal. What happened here was the person said shvu shaloi oichal. He was more general, and the included in loy oichal are dvarim amutarim and dvarim asurim. The chachamim say that you're chayiv. Rav Shimon says you're potter. My time with the rabbanon. So the gemara said two pshat. Rav Shmuel, Rav v'Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan. The Amri Travayo. It's because of Isser Koil. Mitoich that the Shmuel is chal on the dvarim amutarim because for that is no mushba v'oimid. It's chal on dvarim asurim as well. Reish Lakish said, "Hacha b'mayaskinon, where either you are mefarish chatzishir, or according to Rabbi Akiva, even if you are mefarish chatzishir, the shvu can be chal on chatzishir." And at first glance, we said it's Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish shita sayu. Reish Lakish holds chatzishir is only asim midrabbanon and it's mutar min ha-Torah. You're not a mushba v'oimid on chatzishir. If you're not a mushba v'oimid on chatzishir, there's no reason the shvu can't be chal on chatzishir. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan that holds chatzishir is asim min ha-Torah, it wouldn't be chal. Stating that, the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, Perikei Halacha Zayin, says as follows: Shvuah shaloi oichal kol shum in the veilus v'treifes. A person swears, and he was mefarish, I will not eat a kol shu nevelos to treifus. So if a person was mefarish, shvua shaloi oichal, chatzi shir, shvua shaloi oichal kolshu, shvua shaloi oichal afilu pachas migazayas, and he eats a chatzi zayas, the halacha is he's chayiv b'shvua, he's over lo yachal devaroi, shari einoi mushba al chatzi shir me'ar sinai. And the reason is because he's not a mushba v'oimed me'ar sinai. Mushba va'imid was only on kazayas. On pachas mi kazayas, not a mushba va'imid. So for that reason, it's poshit that the shvu will be chal. So shvu shlo yoichal kazayas, or shvu shlo yoichal snam, it's not going to be chal. Because you're a mushba va'imid. But on pachas izayas, you're not a mushba va'imid, and it's for that reason, you're going to be chayv. The Rambam, at first glance, is bringing Reish Lakish as halach. Reish Lakish, who explained Shitas Chachamim in this Mishnah, where you are Mefarish Chatzishir. I'm afraid the Kesef Mishnah, the Im Toimar, Lachura, Reish Lakish was Mefarish the Gemara the way he was Mefarish at Lashitasai, that he holds that Chatzishir is not Asim and Atayram, and Melu, you're not a Mushba Vaymiran. But we don't paskin like Reish Lakish. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The Chatzishir asim in Atayra. So how could the Rambam say you're not a mushba v'oimid on Chatzishir? The Tzoruch Loimah says the Kesef Mishnah she'af al pisha hu asim in Atayra ein ein mushba olav. That the Rambam didn't mean to say the Chatzishir is not asim in Atayra. Of course it's asim in Atayra. The Rambam said mushba v'oimid mehar Sinai. That was only on Shir. So that even Rabbi Yochanan that holds Chatzishir asim in Atayra, you're not a mushba v'oimid on Chatzishir. He didn't say it's mutter. He just said, you're not a mushba v'ayim, a mele the shvur can be chav. So that we're saying it's true, chatzishir asim in Atayra, but to say mushba v'ayim, that not. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't explain. The Chidah, in his Birkei Yosef, it's an Erechaim Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, it's an unbelievable piece. I was going through it, and it's something that we're going to have to come back to again because there's so many Yisoidis in that Chidah. But Asher Nogei Al Inyoneinu, the Chidah says that I believe Pshan in the Rambam is based on Aran. Aran in two places. Aran in Perek Shvuah Shtayim Basra, here in the third Perek of Masechta Shvuah, but it's better known for what he says in the Masechta Sedarim, Dav Chesam and Aleph. The context of the verse is as follows. Om Rav Gidol Om Rav. Classic Gemara. If a person says, I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to start learning, he's all excited, I'm starting the daf. This mesechta, I'm jumping on the train. Neder gadol nadal leilekei Yisrael. That's all bullshit. You just made a neder. Neder gadol nadal leilekei Yisrael. Fake the Gemara. It's chal neder or shvua. Valoi mushba v'oimed hu. Isn't he a mushba v'oimed me'ar Sinai? Doesn't a person anyways have to learn the daf? I mean, don't you anyways have to wake up in the morning and go learn? So either you anyways have to learn, you're a mushba v'oimed. So if you're a mushba v'oimed, what does it mean, neder gadol nadal leilekei Yisrael? To the contrary, you're a mushba v'oimed. If you're a mushba v'oimed, it shouldn't be chal. That's the Gemara's kash. And for the Gemara, no. It's true, every yid has to learn. But learning, I could say Kriyishma in the morning, I could say Kriyishma at night. Kriyishma, it's Psukim in Parshas Veschana, it's in Parshas Ekev. So I could be Yotze my Chi of Talmud Torah with Kriyishma. So I don't have to learn Mesechtezu, I don't have to learn Perigzeh. I could be Yotze with Kriyishma. Yeah, I could be Yotze with Kriyishma, so I'm not a Mushba V'Oimed on what my Neder was. Therefore, Neder Godom Nodal Eleke Yisrael. Frank the Ram, is that true? A yid, all you have to do is say Kriyishma in the morning, Kriyishma at night, and you're dunskis, you don't have to learn anymore? Of course that's not true. And he quotes one Gemara. He's saying Kriyishma, v'shinantam levanecho. And Chazal learned from this, you divrei Torah mechudadam beficho. Shem yishalcha adam dover, lo yitigamgein. You shouldn't be fumbling your words. A person has to know Torah, he has to be clear in his Torah. V'shinantam levanecho. You can't be... can't come to that point in Yediyas HaTorah with Kriyishma Shachas Va'arvis, says the Ran or Yisoy Gadol. Elo, mikan nirali raya, l'mashik l'safti b'perek shvu shtayim basra. The chov midi da'asim midrasha, everything that we know from Medrash, afal pi shahu min HaTorah, even if it's a din deiraisa, kivan d'leisei mefurish b'kra behedya, if it's something that's not mefurish in the Torah, shvu achala olav. A shvu is going to be chal. V'hach ha'hachi kamrinan. The only chiv Talmud Torah that's mefurish in the Torah is b'shach b'cha v'hayu advarim b'shach b'cha uv kumecha. That's the only thing that's mefurish in the Torah. But in terms of Vishinantum Levanecha, Shidi Vitam Bukhudan Beficha, or Vigiswa Yem Valaiva, that's in the Rikabo. Those are not things that are Mefurish in the Torah. Being that it's not Mefurish in the Torah, it doesn't fall into what's included in Mushba Va'imed Mehar Sinai. If it's not included in what's Mushba Va'imed Mehar Sinai, Vimela Shfu, Kibichal, that's Rab Gidl Amarav, Neder Godel Nodar, Leilike Yisrael. State in the Rana, Yisoid Godel. Not everything that a person is obligated to do, Midda Eraisa, is included in the Shvuas Har Sinai and Mushba Va'imed Mehar Sinai. It's only things that are mefurish in the Torah. But something that's not mefurish, even if it's midairaisa, but if it has to come on to Medrash Chachamim, it's something you have to come on to one of the Yud Gemu Midrash Atayr and Nidrashes Behem. You have to come on to a drush of some sorts in order to extrapolate this halacha. That was not included in Shvuas Har Sinai. Zok Techida, Venira Li, Bibrirus, that the Rambam was Ozel B'Shita Saran. It's not just the Ran Shita. It's also the Rambam Shita. And that's why the Rambam held that even though Chatzi Yishir is awesome in that Torah, but Shvua Shaloi Oichal Chatzi Yishir is Chal B'Shvua. Aye, Chatzi Yishir is awesome in that Torah. So say Mushba Vayim Mehar Sinai, Zok the Kesef Mishnah, Tzorach Loimar, that even though it's awesome in that Torah, but there was no Shvua Sar Sinai. But the Kesef Mishnah was Soysim. He didn't explain the Rambam. What's Pshat in that halacha? Pshat is the Ran. Chatzi Yishir is awesome in that Torah is learned out from the Drosha. Kol Chelev, the Rabbi is even a It's not a furish in the Torah, Chatzis Shir. What it says in the Torah is don't eat, don't eat, don't eat. Don't eat, halacha l'mayish misinai is kezayis. So you're not allowed to eat kezayis. That's the definition of don't eat. It was nischadesh, it was nisrabah. Chatzis Shir asam in the Torah. Chatzis Shir asam in the Torah, that was nisrabah. That's medrash chachamim. That's not mefurish deraisa. But it's not mefurish in a pasuk. If it's not mefurish in a pasuk, it's not included in Shvuas HaSinai. I heard once from Shmuel Yankov. He said a dover nifla. Listen to this. What's Pshan in the Ran? So the Ran said that when it comes to deraisas, we're mechalik. There's a din deraisa that's mefurish in the pasuk, that's not mefurish in the pasuk. Nafkimina li yishvurus. I've seen in some of these geshmak sugis over here in Mesach Tishvurus. So Shmuel Yankov said that maybe the beer is as follows. We all know the Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael stood at the foot of Har Sinai, Hashem took Har Sinai, and he was kofa aleim har kigigis. He told him, if you're mekabel the Torah, great, and if not, you're not going to have a Meir Simcha. We spoke, I recently said that, what was the pshat? It was such a clarity. Ato reis ladaski, Hashem hu alikim, took place b'maimed Har Sinai, that Yidin had no bechira. I mean that they had no bechira, that was the kofa aleim har kigigis. It wasn't physically threaten them at gunpoint, take the Torah or else. No, that's not what it was. It was that there was such a clarity, there was no way not to be mekabel the Torah. Hashem just showed everything, all the sightness of Bria that we don't know, we can't fathom, it all came out. Ata Horesa Ladas, Ladas Miloshan Yediyah. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, they saw it with clarity. That's what, but the point is, it's Kofaleim Harkigis. Freita is Sakasha. Kofaleim Harkigis? I thought the Yidin said Nasa Venishma. Don't we make like a big deal about the fact that all the guy said, what does it say? No, this is not a. The Yidin, Nasa Venishma. Not even Nishma Venasa. Nasa Venishma, they were Makabal the Terra Beratzen. So if the Yidin were Makabal the Terra Beratzen, what does it mean, Kofaleim? How do you reconcile Nasa Venishma with Kofaleim Harkigis? It's Taisvis Kash. Truth is, it's the Medrash Tanchuma's Kasha. It's the Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Noach. Says the Medrash. You know what the Teretz is? This Teresh of Iksav and this Teresh of Alpeh. Nase v'nishma, Klal Yisrael said, on the Torah Shabbiksav. The Torah Shabbalpeh was kofalein harkigigis. Ki yodua, that is the Medrash Tanchumas Teretz, Tetosvus Kasha, and Shabbos Tapeh Chesem and Alf. That Torah Shabbiksav, the Yidin were makabal berotzen, that was Nase v'nishma, it was Torah Shabbalpeh that was kofalein harkigigis, and that's what Rava meant when he said, Mikamu de Rabbele Reiso, is all with regards to the Torah Shabbalpeh. Said Rav Shmuel Yankov, Haflav Afela. When the Yidin stood on Har Sinai, and they swore that they're going to keep the Torah mitzvahs, they didn't just accept it, they swore. Was the Shvu Chal? It depends. A Shvu is only Chal if the Shvu is made Beratzah. But if a person is forced into a Shvu, the Shvu is not Chal. A Shvu has to be Beratzah. A Shvu can't be Ba'inus. Torah Shebiksav, that the Yidin said Nasev and Ishma Beratzah. The Shvu was Chal. But Torah Shebalpeh, that was Kof Aleim Harkigigis, the Rava said, Mikan Moidor Rabo Le Raisa. It was never a real Kabbalah. If it was never a real Kabbalah, it was never a Shvu. It's Shvu as Oinzin. If it's Shvu as Oinzin, the Shvu was never Chal. If the Shvu was never Chal, it's Gevaldik. Torah Shebiksav, there was a Shvu. Things that are Mefurish in the Torah. For that, you have Mushba Vayim Mar Sinai. But Torah Shebalpeh, of course it's Torah Raisa. But it's Torah Shebalpeh, where it was Mikan Moidor Rabo Le Raisa, the other one Makabo Ba'inis. They swore But the Shvuah wasn't Chal. The Shvuah wasn't Chal because it was Shvuah's Einzim. Being that the Shvuah wasn't Chal, it's for that reason, there's no Mushba Ba'im in Me'ar Sinai when it comes to, I remember when I was in Teret Tamimo, so actually the Zalman Arbach was Nifter, and there was a, they made a spade for me in Yeshiva, Rav David Heksher, Zatzal, he was a Yeshiva, he was a Ram in Kol Torah. And he was in America at the time. He wasn't well. He was here for treatments. And he spoke at the Levi's. He said over a kasha that he heard once from Shlomo Zalman. He said, Shlomo Zalman Arbach asked that the Chavis Halavah says that everything is either a mitzvah or an avera. That's what Chavis Halavah says. Every time a person, anything you say, anything you do, Hashem wants you to do it, Hashem doesn't want you to do it. It's either a mitzvah or an avera. So he said that how can a shvuah ever be chal? Either it's nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, or it's nishba l'vatel es ha-mitzvah. You're always a mushba v'ayim em ha-sinai. The next move that you're going to make is something that either Hashem wants you to do or doesn't want you to do it. So if Hashem wants you to do it, then it's a nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. And if Hashem doesn't want you to do it, then it's a nishba l'vatel es ha-mitzvah. So how could it be a parasha shvuah's bitoy? Isn't it always a problem of mushba v'ayim em ha-sinai? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said the teretz is this ran. The ran says that the only time you say mushba v'ayim is if it's something that's before in the Torah. What Hashem wants you to do or not do isn't always something that's before in the Torah. I mean that it's not before in the Torah, it could be chal. Remember, Rav Heksher was saying that if you knew Rav Shlomo Zalman, you could appreciate where that kasha was coming from. This wasn't just a kasha that Rav Shlomo Zalman thought of at a shtender. He said, that chavis havavis, it governed his whole life. That kasha came from a very, very deep place in his neshama, where every move Rav Shlomo Zalman understood, either is the Ratzon Hashem, it's not the Ratzon Hashem, and it was based on a living a life with this chavis havavis. The Rav Shlomo Zalman asked this kasha, isn't everything either a mitzvah or an avera? And he had to come on to Aran, a teretz, v'yesh loyma, there's Aran. But without the Aran, it was something that bothered him in a very, very deep place. Because if a person lives that way, he can appreciate in a deep place that, what do you mean? I'm either a mitzvah or I'm doing something that I'm not supposed to do.